This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 10th day of July, year of our Lord, 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our prepper tip of the day, we talk frequently about checking your food inventory, but in addition to your regular food inventory, I want you to make sure you've got a good stock of spices. Now, you may be like me and not be much of a cook, but you might and probably do have one or two people on your team that really do know how to cook and can really make use of spices, keeping in mind that many spices have medicinal uses also, such as red cayenne pepper sprinkled in your socks will help keep your toes warm in the wintertime. How about that? That's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an advanced amateur archaeologist at the level where he consults with governments about findings in the various parts of the world. He's a weekly radio talk show host with not one but 2 weekly radio shows and the author of, I believe now, 11 books. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, just before the show, we were talking about possible topics. Something I was aware of, but one of my listeners sent me an English translation of this man's speech. Chinese Minister of Defense, this is the highest-ranking officer in the Chinese, the People's Liberation Army, General Chi Ho Tan. And he gave a speech in 2005. It was supposed to be a private speech for his top officers only. Apparently, several of those officers were so astonished and concerned about his speech that they got it over to our people. We have it translated. It's now a free download on my website. It's about, once you take away the extraneous stuff, about 16 pages. Not terribly long. But he makes it perfectly clear, Jim, that the goal of China is to take over and occupy the United States with basically maybe 100 million or less Americans left alive, because we need the space. We need the living space, according to General Houghton. They ran out of space for 1.3 billion people, and they want our space. And, of course, he gives the rather bizarre Chinese justification as follows, that before Christopher Columbus got here in North America, Chinese sailors got here first. And that gives complete rationalization, complete legal justification in his mind to conquer our country and murder most of our people. This fits hand in glove, Jim, with what I already knew about the Chinese and their goals. Having this translation of the speech helps a lot as to understanding who the Chinese are, what their plans are, the various methods of deception that they make use of. And going back to a book I talk about a lot, The Art of War by General Sun Tzu, which is mandatory reading for all Chinese officers, you cannot hope to meet and defeat your enemy unless you understand how their brain works first, can you, Jim?
No, that's correct. And now just a quick one. Could you imagine Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, being our representative trying to defend this country against China? I mean, hardly. He can hardly find the podium.
Hardly.
You know, it's just absurd. Or any of the other people that are loony left, liberal, whatever. It's amazing. But Trump is probably one of the only persons on the planet that understands and knows how to maneuver things.
Right.
But yeah, and China has been taking this country to the cleaners for a long time, especially in terms of intellectual property. You have to remember that China deals with many other countries, and many other countries have very high tariffs on Chinese goods for protection. It's not the India has a 40% tariff on Chinese technical goods, just to give you an example.
Right.
So if you thought 5 or 10% or 25% was high, that's nothing compared to what other countries are doing to prevent China from taking them over. And believe me, it's not just the United States. It's Brazil. It's Venezuela. Other areas that are resource-rich and have beautiful land that the Chinese need for their growing population.
They want what we have, and they don't want or need our people. At least most of them. This brings to mind, and our next guest would probably correct me, but I believe it was Khrushchev who made a statement, and I can paraphrase what he said as close as I can remember, that the American capitalists will pay for the rope that we will hang them with. Do you recall a quotation similar to that?
Yes.
And that's exactly what's happening. The People's Liberation Army, of course, runs China. And they're taking the massive profits that are coming from America to build a very strong military, including a very large Blue Water Navy, which has more ships at sea than we have in the United States Navy now. They've surpassed us with their Blue Water Navy. I got a photograph here of General Houghton along with this article. I would guess him to be early to mid-80s. And looking at this man, I'm seeing a classic alpha male warrior. This is a man who's seen lots of battle, lots of war. And it's clear by looking at his face that he has. You really don't want to mess around with people like that, do you, Jim?
Well, the reality is, remember, let's go back to World War II, and a lot of people talk about the reality of how World War II got started. But Germany and Japan, primarily, had built massive, massive navies and a complete military machine. The reason it took 5 years to beat the Germans once the Americans got into the war was that we simply out-manufactured them. And it took that long and you know, shooting down that many planes and bombing that many train yards and the fuel dumps and factories to finally bring that war to a halt.
Well,
and then you turn on the Pacific side.
A slight and polite correction here. We were in that war less than 4 years. Less than 1 month in 1941. Then we got all of 42, 43, and 44, and then about 9 months of 1945. Of course, the war had been going on for several years before we got involved, hadn't it?
Right. But Germany was winning, let's put it that way.
Well, of course.
And they had a failed attempt on Russia, but that was going to change in the next year.
Well, in hindsight, if General Patton had been in charge, I think he would have stayed out of the war until Germany and Russia had basically defeated each other, which needed to happen. Because what we did by entering the war was make the world safe for communism. And you always hear about the evil that Adolf Hitler brought to the planet. Well, of course he did. But his evil was surpassed by a magnitude of 2 to 3 times of what Joe Stalin, our ally, brought to the table. So we defeated the little evil to make it safe for the big evil, didn't we?
Yeah, well, we could go on and on about the history of what brought that all along, but the end result was when Japan came across the Pacific Ocean, they were armed to the teeth. They had 165 major naval vessels coming east when they came to Midway, you know, after the Pearl Harbor attack, the next target. In fact, I believe there's a movie coming out in November. I think it's called Midway. But the untimely defeat of the Japanese Navy, especially their air power, their aircraft carriers at Midway, was something that was, it was a quirk of timing and fate and other issues, where the dive bombers came in much later and the Japanese aircraft were busy shooting down torpedo planes.
Right.
And it allowed the dive bombers, the U.S. dive bombers, to come in and destroy 4 aircraft carriers, which was the heart of the Japanese fleet.
Right.
And from then on, then there were many years of U.S. involvement going island to island until they finally got to Japan. But the point is, getting back to your issue here with China, is when a country builds up that kind of militarism, and Japan is doing again right now, and other countries are doing that right now, Russia, you've got a real problem because the massive amount of firepower that's there.
Absolutely. Well, as a side note, I was personal friends with one of those dive bomber pilots. He helped help me in my young career as an investigator. He didn't sink a carrier. He sank, I think it was a destroyer or a cruiser, by himself with one of those dive bomber planes that he was flying, the pilot of. It was, you know, calling these men the greatest generation is certainly not a misnomer. They were great. What they accomplished was phenomenal. But you're right, Jim. The buildup of these militaries is very concerning. In the meantime, our military has less men in it than it did in December 1941. And that's by design also, is to reduce our military to work and no longer participate in a major war defending our country. That is by design, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, the big celebration of July 4th in Washington, after all of the liberal left fanfare, the real reason was to get interest in people going into the military, and apparently it worked. They said they had like 250,000 calls the day after from young people trying to get into the military, volunteering. So that was one of the main purposes of that entire effort, was because the economy is doing so well, young people have good jobs, and they're not thinking about going into the military.
Well, the ones we need to think about is the 20% who could join. 80% of the young men and women that are the correct age can't join the military. So our military is competing with the 20% with the private sector, who wants these same 20% of the height, weight, proportionate, intelligent, drug-free, crime-free youngsters. So it's a tough sell to go after that very desirable 20%, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. But, you know, the Chinese start their work day or their school day out with rigorous exercise. You know, the American kids start out with an hour and a half on the cell phone.
It's kind of funny you should mention it. One of the law firms, when I was helping my friend the attorney open the law firm, he was joking that I would want the entire law firm staff to do calisthenics before the workday started, because he knew me pretty well. We'd been friends for a number of years before we started the law firm, and I jokingly played along with it about how we could do calisthenics at the law firm before the workday began. That's wise. I mean, we can criticize the communists for a lot of things, but in some ways, some of the things they do are quite wise, aren't they?
Exactly. But the whole issue, China is a problem, and keeping them at bay economically is an important issue. The other thing about navies is that the life in a modern war, in a modern world, could potentially be short-lived, which ultimately comes back to a land war. And so I think I mentioned a few weeks ago on your show that every military leader understands that, you know, the first strike is with your high-tech, your fast-moving, with your Navy, but ultimately you end up with hombre versus hombre, man to man on the ground. That's ultimately where anything ends up.
Yeah. Well, right. Very true. Very true. My friend who's been on my show with me here, Command Sergeant Major Dan Page, he tells me that the Chinese have taken a super tanker and converted it to be a hospital ship. Now, can you imagine how many patients you could treat on a super tanker converted to a hospital ship? Those things are massive. They make this aircraft carrier look small.
Yeah, and the question is, why are they doing that? Are they expecting something?
Well, the Chinese don't spend money frivolously. We got a caller and holder, Captain Jack in Florida. Good morning, Captain Jack.
Yeah, good morning, John and Professor Jim. I'm back on this weather deal again. Talking about war, I was wondering if Professor Jim had an opinion of what's going on here. That's sure strange, that low pressure coming down and hitting the Gulf and then crossing over and going in probably New Orleans or somewhere in there and all this. Are we at war with somebody? Is China at war with us, Professor?
Well, here is what's going on. Interesting. This is one of my topics for my show tomorrow night. We have an electrical alignment with Saturn, and we just had a new moon. So it's not just Florida. It's the whole world. We had probably 60 major tropical storms around the entire planet, around the equator, over this past week, and that was the cause of it. If somebody's in there manipulating at the same time, it'd be very hard to tell. But in a nutshell, that's the short version.
Oh, I just kind of figured. I'll always remember your quote where they could take a hurricane like a bull with a ring in his nose and lead it around. It just kind of looked like they were leading it down in the Gulf.
You know, I've been so busy with some other stuff, I haven't had time to look at that. But I'll tell you something that happened about a year ago. All of the good weather data disappeared. You cannot find it. The kind where you can look at the eye of the hurricane and all of that's edited out now. So there's really no publicly available good weather information. It's a big problem.
Yeah, that's true. It's just been so hot down here, you can't do anything. Your gardens are burned up and everything else. And then, of course, up north, it's just the opposite. It's been cold and then raining and flooding. And we're just going to have a time with food, aren't we?
Well, I can't verify that anything has been manipulated, but I can tell you that the whole world is dealing with severe weather due to this Saturn alignment, new moon triggering.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks for the call. Thanks a lot. We got a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 10th day of July, visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you've got not one, but two weekly radio shows. Let people know how they can listen live into your archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroads, and it re-airs about 10 times. Many ways to listen, and the archives are on my webpage, the webpage jmccsci.com. Also, my paid cast, $3.95 per month for a weekly extra hour deep dive into scientific topics. And right now, I'm doing my educational program, 100 shows from preschool, K-12, university, and graduate level courses to get back to real science, mathematics, and real person development, personal development included. So all on the webpage.
All right. Well, Jim, I'm looking forward to seeing a video of a wing generator making electricity. having it posted on your website. Are we near a point where we'll be able to see that?
I'll make a point of doing that. There is a video that's on my webpage right now, if you scroll down to the left side, and there are clips of the wing generator working in there.
Okay.
And
fantastic.
So it's a, it's a rather a long video for typical videos, about 2-3 minutes. This might be as much as 10 minutes, but it talks about the two major issues in the world, which are energy and water. And so I talk about how I positioned myself in front of these two major worldwide industries and the solutions that I've come up with. So anyway, that's available on, but I'll try and get some more. I know a lot of people ask for more detailed videos.
Well, the graphics would be nice to see the wing generator spinning gently in the breeze, see the various equipment making electricity, and maybe off to the side a piece of electrical equipment functioning from the energy being created. Well, look, we got our friend Tim Spencer calling. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, buddy. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I had a question for Jim, and it might be slightly off topic because I'm a few minutes delayed on what I was listening to on the web. Jim, a quick question for you, sir.
Yes.
I'm curious, what are your thoughts on what I believe is the coming food shortage in the U.S. due to the weather manipulation with all the rain hitting the heartland of the U.S., all the growing belts? I know what my opinion is, but I want to hear yours.
I don't know. I'm not sure what this year's forecast for crops would be. But,
we're looking at 11% for Missouri. The last I read was 13.6% of the annual harvest for Iowa. I'm thinking it's like 20% of the annual harvest for Nebraska.
Are you saying that there's 20% good or 20% bad?
20% of what we had last year.
It's only going to be 20% of what we had last year?
An 80% reduction, right, Jim?
Oh, I see. I'm sorry, I've not followed that, but if that's the case, remember that most of that probably goes into foreign countries.
Roger up to that, and I agree with that, Jim.
But the other thing is that a lot of corn these days goes into biofuel and to other products not related to food. But, of course, that when the U.S. started its biofuel from corn program, people starved in India because the price of rice went up. So, I would say it's going to affect the rest of the world possibly more than the United States. The corn and soybeans primarily that are being grown don't go into food. They go into other forms of products, etc. And the vegetables and the fruit and things like that that you eat, including a lot of meat, come from other places, from other countries. So right. I don't know. I don't have an answer for you, Tim. And by the way, Tim, I was supposed to be on Tim's show for the last two Saturdays. And,
yes, you were.
So I apologize, Tim. I missed those, and so on the air.
We always play catch up. Anything else, Tim?
Yeah, one more thing.
Okay, after the break, we'll get to that.
Absolutely.
Everybody, hold on. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Frontsight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Frontsight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wednesday, the 10th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. For years, I've had people asking me, John, when are you going to do a new video? Well, we got a great new video. The heavens are shaking. This is my presentation I did in Cincinnati on Saturday, May the 11th, put on by Pastor Paul Begley. It's myself, Clyde Lewis, Stephen Ben Noon, and Pastor Paul Begley. A beautifully packaged 4-DVD set right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. How do you sleep? Do you sleep as good as a child? I do, every night. I do, seriously, because I use my energy cleaner. I'm pretty active around the ranch here, up and down ladders, on my knees, doing concrete work, painting. I go to bed with minor aches and pains. I wake up pain-free every morning, and you can also. You got arthritis pain? What are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. $285, shipping included. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads that go with it. Everything's right there for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. We can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And our friend, one of our radio talk show hosts at Republic Broadcasting, Tim Spencer, has a follow-up question for Jim. Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, okay. Jim, quick, one more follow-up question, or actually a statement, I guess, really. I was in Walmart last Saturday. They have signs, hundreds of signs up in their grocery shopping part here in Salem, Missouri, that says product availability on the title, and I'll be happy to send you and John both pictures of the sign. I took one. But anyway, it says from July 2nd to August 9th, and I believe the dates are irrelevant, that there will be product availability, I'm not looking at the picture right now, but anyway, basically it says limited product availability. I'm looking at this and I decide, well, I've got the money. I'm going to buy some more canned vegetables and canned meat and stuff like that. And I bought 8 cases of, you know, canned vegetables. What is your opinion, Jim, on where this is going?
I'm not sure. I really don't know. John made a prediction or a statement a while ago that around the 4th of July there would be some events. And I think it was John, or who was it? Maybe it was. I'm mistaken there. But
the 1st of July is what was being got out. But things are very dynamic, and
right.
Major events could take place any day. It'd be foolish to think otherwise.
Right. So anyway, I'm not sure, Tim, but it's there'd probably be better people to track that than myself. But it's good you're bringing this up so people are aware of it. My opinion is that it has for long. I used to sell freeze-dried food, etc., but I don't anymore because it's available in many places. But basically, people should have minimum 6 months worth of food available in their house.
I agree.
Whatever, and possibly a year, because for people to imagine that they're going to somehow start a garden in the backyard and grow all their food is unrealistic unless you're already doing it. So,
right.
And people should be using their, and this is not survival, I would take it out of the category of survival and just call it realism, because
I agree.
The other thing is freeze-dried food can freeze. A lot of packaged food and a lot of canned food, if it freezes, will go bad. So you have to be, you know, if you have food like, you say, canned goods, you have to put them in a place where they're not going to freeze. And, you know, if you're,
absolutely.
If there's a real issue, if there's a real issue with the grid or something like that, I've always said the first thing they're going to do is pull the grid and have NASA blame it on a solar flare or something. Be a man-made grid. And the way you tell that is it's not going to happen in any other country, just the United States. You go across the border in Canada, everything's working just fine. That's a signal that it's an intentional. But since Trump's been in office, we don't have to think about stuff like that, like being shot in the middle of the road by the Obama UN-designated assassins, like, you know, or during the Clinton era, with Waco or whatever. Those things have gone by the wayside now that Trump is there. If the Wicked Witch of the West had been elected, or fake elected, really, cheat elected, we would have a lot more shootings in the street. So she was the queen of that. She micromanaged Waco. That was her first job as our lovely first lady. So anyway,
yes.
Those are the old days when the gun sales and the ammo sales were through the through the roof. That has somewhat subsided since Trump has been in office. But yeah, with things would be very different. We would have an all-out in the street revolution shootout going on if the Wicked Witch of the West had been elected.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you, Jim.
But there are other subtle things that can happen, like weather control. And I don't know. I'll tell you, it's raining all over the world. There's a song, like who was it? The artist that there's. It's a rainy day in Memphis or something. Seems like it's raining all over the world. Well, that's what's going on. It is, and it has been for this entire spring. So that can definitely have an effect. But I can't answer your question of where this is going.
All right. I was just curious of your opinion, Jim, and yours too, John. Do you have a follow-up, John? I'm playing talk show host. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's easy to fall into that once you've been doing it for a while. I've been encouraging people for quite a while to have a two-year supply of food. And Jim's right. You're not going to walk out into your backyard and toss some seeds out and have food to eat until you've been at it for about 3 years. By the third year, you may be close to feeding your family if you really are diligent.
Very diligent.
We do need to move on here. We got a bunch of people on hold here.
Oh, okay, buddy.
Thanks.
I'll get your show up on YouTube here as quick as I can as soon as it's over, and I hope you guys all have a good day.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate the call. Next, we go to John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. I'd like to speak with Professor McCanny. I'd like to make a slight correction of my own concerning the buildup of Axis prior to World War II. The Japanese created a large navy, but mostly with the help of the British at first. But Germany, Hitler deliberately stopped a planned naval restoration of German naval power, and Germany never did have any significant, at least surface fleet, any time during the war. And only fleet that they was really had any, the only naval power they had any weight was the U-boats.
You ever hear of Bismarck? Did you ever hear of the Bismarck?
Yes, I know about the Bismarck, the pocket battleships. they never were able to compete. They never created enough, and Hitler even delayed the production of the launching or the creation of the Graf Zeppelin, which was the first carrier that they.
Right. You know, my point in bringing that up was that Germany and Japan had built up military machines, and it's similar to what's going on today. So the point was not to to dissect what happened in pre-World War II Germany, but to point out that that's the situation we have today.
All right. Also, if I can digress a bit, do you know anything about David Pilates and his investigation into persons who have gone missing in and around national parks and around the Great Lakes areas?
No. I'm sorry, I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
John?
Okay. John, I wanted to... Go ahead, John.
No, I don't know, and if there's something there, it's not a typical topic that I follow, but possibly someone would follow up on that, see if there's something to that story. John, I wanted to mention, I don't know if this is true, but I saw an article where Rachel Maddow's show was canceled for CNN, the Rachel Maddow show.
I know who Rachel is. I'm not aware of that. Was there a reason given for the cancellation?
Well, when I started reading it, it didn't have any details, but in looking, I just wanted to expose who this woman is. I'm sure everybody knows Rachel Maddow, CNN, evening talk show host, has very, very low ratings because all she did for 2 years was pump up Russian collusion. And when nothing happened, she lost her audience. But anyway, Rachel, turns out, is a Stanford graduate, a degree in bachelor's degree in public policy from Stanford. But she has a doctor in political science at Oxford. She was a Rhodes Scholar along with Bill Clinton and a lot of other people. But these people, the Rhodes Scholars, are taken off to England. They come back here and then they basically operate with impunity. And the whole goal is to destroy the United States. So the Stanford connection, that's a big CIA basically cell, starter cell, where then they move out into the wider world. And she's complete CIA disinformation, just like the white hair guy. What's yeah. On CNN. But yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Well, I did a quick search here. I'm not finding an article saying that she's lost her job there, but that doesn't mean anything one way or the other. Let's move on. Our next caller is Jerry in Texas.
Good morning, John. Jim. On the crops, that wasn't the reason I called in, but it's interesting. I read a pretty extensive article last fall about the overproduction of corn, grains, particularly corns. They were storing that corn. The silos were full, and they were storing corn out on abandoned runways and airstrips and what have you. Not just here in the United States, but South America, even in Russia and areas over there, if my memory serves me correctly. They had so much, and they were stockpiling it, hoping the price would go up so they could actually make a profit over it. So, and so much of that, you're right, goes to ethanol, and a good portion of it goes to feeding livestock also.
Right.
But it makes you wonder, to say the least. The main reason I called I got in about 5 minutes late on the topic, the hour. But talking about China and some of these other nations and the invasion in the North American continent, the United States particularly, I'm going to throw this out and then I'll go on about my business, let y'all comment on it. But I look at what has happened with Afghanistan particularly, and Iraq. How many years now has it been that since we have occupied, and of course, Afghanistan was occupied before that by Russia for, what, a decade or so? And before that, was it the French? But with all the high technology and all the manpower and infrastructure, there's still only got certain safe zones in either country. I envision parts of the United States being like that if we do get an invasion. Just something to throw up for discussion. Might want to carry that on the next hour, John. But, I can't think of his name now, but you know what I'm talking about. But just ideas and comments on that, if you will. I have got to get back at the noisy barn, so I will bid you all a good day.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate the call there, Jerry. Any follow-up on Jerry's comments there, Jim?
Well, the old saying, don't start a land war in Asia, you know.
Well, that's I believe the quote's more from a general MacArthur to encouraging and discouraging us and saying, don't ever get involved in a land war on the Asian landmass. Very wise advice.
Right. But I saw Trump commenting on that, and they were asking him if he was going to pull troops out, and he said they have to leave a lot there for protection of intelligence. And he asked his generals why, and they said, we'd rather fight them over there than over here. That was the comment. Yeah, because they're developing cells there, and then those people come across our southern border in the Democrat open border policy, and then they're having a lot of problems in Europe with the same issue, where they develop in cells over in Afghanistan, Iran, other places, and then they come in through our southern border and then infiltrate the United States. So anyway, that's...
Okay. Our next caller is, we got a break coming up, Reggie in Virginia. Morning, Reggie.
Yes, good morning.
Reggie, hold on. We have a break. Reggie, hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We have all the time in the world, time enough for life to unfold all the precious things love has in store. We have all the love in the world. If that's all we have, you will find.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Reggie, we're getting short on time here. What's your question or comment, sir?
Okay, just real quickly, one comment, I guess, and I'll try and make it a question. The comment is, I understand that the person running for president, I think Buttigieg out of South Bend, I understand he's also a Rhodes Scholar. That was the comment.
Yes.
My question,
yes.
Professor McKinney, if will, I'll try and get it all in concise about safety. Last question. Regarding the IG that was doing an investigation regarding the president, and then the other part of that is what do you think will happen when Mueller comes in and stands for Congress?
Mueller's going to just hem and haw and not answer in typical fashion. He's going to walk around questions when people like Jim Jordan ask him tough questions. He's going to slip slide around it, and nothing's going to come of it. It's just going to be a big turkey shoot, clown show, and that's it. Nothing will come from it.
Okay, and this is my question. The other question was regarding, you may or may not be familiar with Professor James, I was trying to call his last name. He's an author and a researcher as well. He wrote a book regarding the death of the people is that New England, I believe it is. He wrote a book and he got sued for defamation. And he said in the writing, he said that was a FEMA drill. Those people really did not die. And I'll hang up to hear the rest. Thank you.
Okay, the people didn't die where, Jim? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I didn't quite catch that either. So I'm not sure. But anyway, moving on, I'll just make a quick comment that tomorrow night I'll be talking about the weather issues with Saturn. It's on my regular weekly show, the Saturn issue and how that has been affecting Earth's weather, the situation in the solar system. And that's following on the Jupiter winds that occurred just not less than a month ago, a couple weeks ago. There was a Jupiter, then Saturn electrical connection. So that's... I'll be talking about that tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good. Jim, thanks, sir. I'll be back next week. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Okay, we've got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned, everybody.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.